Okay, here we are on June 15th, and Mary has something to record.
Mark said, the cat tried to hide a secret of going out into the rain. He shaked the water off him underneath Dad's chair so we wouldn't find out.
I'm sorry, it wasn't that. He shaked off the water from him underneath Dad's chair so we wouldn't find out.
Yeah.
And that was so Dad would not find out that the cat had gotten out. The cat hid the shaking of the water underneath my chair.
Yeah, well, the cat went out in the rain. He got wet. He came in and shook off underneath Daddy's chair. And Mark interpreted it that he was trying to be sneaky by doing it under the chair, and that he didn't want us to know that he had gone out in the rain.
Yeah.
Which hadn't been really the topic of conversation or anything.
Right. Good.
Russ and Dad.
Okay. Yeah, show me how John's still able to run. Not very fast, huh? Poor John.
Oh my God.
John's a bit of a geek, huh? Run fast though? Can he make it fast?
Slow as heck.
Okay. Hop in.
It took him like 8 minutes to run around the track.
Okay, come on in, Marky.
Come on, Mark. What?
No.
Yeah, poor John.
Easily. Come on. So slow.
Yep.
Slower than me. Better. And he's a fourth grader.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be a fifth grader.
Do you remember what we were talking about last night in the shower? I wanted to record it in Mark's bed.
Don't spill the cream. Dad, breaks, breaks!
We would like to go ahead with the
procedure.
This is the 16th, and we're eating macaroni and cheese.
He's doing pretty well with that. Make it easier for him to speak to you. He's doing fine. He can just eat it. He doesn't have to scrape off. He's got the guts. He's a brave boy. So did you watch Howard the Duck again?
Mm-hmm.
You did? And do any reading again?
Mm-hmm.
What do we?
No, there's a
lot
of the whole
tank. You should finish it.
Huh?
You should be able to finish it today.
Hey, busy day.
What was so busy about it?
Going to a party and we had to behave.
Oh, I know, that was a big deal, huh? Was it hard to behave?
Out a lot.
To have to behave so hard?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Isn't it worth?
It was worth it, though. Everybody enjoyed you.
Did anybody compliment us?
Yeah.
Good.
Good little
boys,
yeah.
Anybody else?
No, they were all busy enjoying themselves. They don't have to compliment you. They should expect you to be good. They only say things about kids when they were bad.
Done with mine.
Well, Ross, I expect you to eat all of yours.
What?
Everything on your plate?
Hey, you're almost done.
Marky, one more big bite.
Mm-hmm.
One more big bite, Anna. Come on, Marky. Show your stuff.
There.
Yeah. Good, okay. Dish out the kitchen. Oh, wait, make milk.
Did you? Ross, when you were a little kid, did he say one more big bite, one more big bite, the macaroni?
I don't have to do it anymore.
Did he say it's macaroni? Dad.
One more big bite.
Promise us this is the last big bite.
Yes, I promise. It's a big one. It's a nice big one.
Wait, I want that on paper.
I don't have to put it on paper. Daddy's promise is worth it. Is worth
it.
Doesn't need to be on paper.
That?
Yeah. Don't drop it off.
Can I put...
You said two parts? Okay, you can have two parts.
Can I split it up?
You have split it up. That's fine. Okay. What a brave boy. Okay, he's done, Ross. Okay, bring it over here. Mark was telling us about heaven. He said, I know what heaven would be about. It would be about 10 things he liked the best, and it would always end out nice.
No.
But,
no.
Well, tell me how it would end out.
There's 10 things mm-hmm. you like the best.
Yeah.
And so those 10 things are what are, those 10 things are going to be what you do in heaven.
What are
they? And it, like, if, it's eating.
Okay, eat Cheerios.
Like if it's eating candy
uh-huh.
and stuff that you like,
yeah.
then that's going to be one of them.
Oh my God. Okay.
And stuff like that. Like, and like, if you like to play with your cat, you'll get to play with your cat up in heaven. And the cat will even bite you or scratch you.
Oh, that sounds like heaven. That really does sound like heaven.
Oh, not up, boy. Yeah.
Not me. Mark said, what if he says that it's not illegal? Like, here's a guy that goes diagonal.
There's a father out there carrying...
What's that say?
Say there's a guy that goes diagonal only, but you want him to go forward and you tried to make him go forward, what will he do?
He'll say illegal move.
Illegal move, Buster. Round. No, no. You know what it would say?
No way, no way.
I go, hey, get back where you are. You know, it'll probably, if it's a good move for it, it probably won't say nothing. But if it's a bad move for it, then it'll say illegal move.
I doubt it'll say anything. Because here it says smart, it won't move wrong.
Endorsed by Gary Cuspadol, and it shows 17 levels of chess computer. It shows that it's not as good as Gary Kasparov, but it's as good as 2 or 3% of the players.
2 or 3%
of the players.
That means
very hard to beat.
You mean the best player?
Yeah.
My brother played this once and he can't say
that. He couldn't beat it, could he?
No. Couldn't meet me.
He couldn't meet you?
Yeah, it was on regular trip.
Hey, that's pretty bad.
And that was my first try.
He couldn't meet you? Hey, that's pretty bad, man.
That was my first try.
Joey. You beat him on the first try.
I'm so slow, we can't beat Joey and anything.
A little magnet's on
except
this.
Running.
Oh.
A little magnet to make it stay.
That's not how you say that.
Yeah, that little magnet.
Aren't they different colors?
Yeah, well, I've only got one bag.
Oh,
that's for you. I will finish. That I will finish. Okay. This is the most advanced.
This one looks like the one of the best. Oh my god.
You can hook it up to
Remember, we talked about sneezing on people? You did do a better job.
Ross and Joey need to finish their breakfast. I'm going to go for a walk with my baby. Bill from next door walking down the street with his baby?
Which baby?
To show everybody that he was a father. The guy next door.
Oh, I need a pen. Ross, Mark. I need a pen. A real Sharpie. Real sharp pencil or something. A pin. I need a pin or a paper clip or something, some sharp object. I don't think that's enough.
It's taller than giraffe.
It's the size Masara.
And 10 times as heavy as an elephant.
Really? Well, this is a big guy.
Squish your head off.
Yeah.
Another dinosaur called squishing the panther. Compsognathus was as small as a rooster. Dinosaur on tour. This dinosaur shakeup has been going on for quite a while, long before you ever heard the words Tyrannosaurus rex. In fact, about 100 different kinds of dinosaurs have been discovered just between 1970 and 1985. Books and television specials are starting to catch up with some of the new ideas, but museum dinosaurs exhibits haven't been nearly as up to date. Not until this big dinosaur tour that is this special art show called Dinosaur Past and Present.
What did I say?
You said pass the money on the spin around.
Not spin around, spin around, Mara. How many people say that? I did? Seems highly unlikely. How are you going to prove it?
Okay, a grape.
Yeah, how are you going to prove
not
it?
Not telling you any blue votes that you should spit around.
Votes for not proof. Votes for not proof.
Just say, who votes that dad is going to spin around?
I don't believe in democracy as science is not democracy.
Mom?
Be honest, Mom. Be honest, Mom.
I'm not voting.
And there's only one guy, and he says that you did, so I get the grade.
Ooh, Mama. I don't respect that kind of approach.
Judges do it all the time.
The jury voted 7-6.
Supreme Court judges do that all the time.
Do what?
Abstain.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to vote is highly political.
Yeah.
In other words, and they don't want to go on record.
Mm-hmm.
We're going against it. They abstain.
Say I don't.
Yeah. What if the judge was saying to the judge?
Actually,
and he ended up another judge.
Mm-hmm. That happens sometimes. Sometimes judges go to jail. Sometimes judges take bribes. Do you know what bribes are?
Mm-hmm.
Mark, you know what a bribe is?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
What is a bribe?
If you do so-and-so, I'll so-and-so.
Good, Mark.
No.
I'll give you some money.
So-and-so. If you do such and such, I'll such and such. Give me some sugar.
They pay him money to not try out, not go against him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good. I mean, it's bad. It's bad, isn't it? Is that the end of the malt meal?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do it.
Yeah, Mark. Dad, you want to finish, Mark?
Yeah, why don't you eat a little more, Mark.
One more big spoonful.
What?
How many spoons? This much.
You finished all yours.
Wait, one spoonful left.
Remember that thing we made? Remember that fake thing we signed on a paper?
Okay.
One more big spoonful.
Yeah, I remember that. You signed it in oath and blood, right? I remember that.
Mark said, oh, by the way, this is June 26th. And Mark said, Mom, you know how boys are supposed to, boys are supposed to marry girls and girls are supposed to marry boys. But sometimes I look at a boy and think, if I were a girl, I'd like to marry him. This is after watching some guys on the Olympics. They're doing the rope techniques this is after doing the gymnastics Goodwill tour, watching the gymnastics Goodwill tour on television.
I asked Mark if his counselor swings him around more than the other kids. And wait a second, Mark.
Yes, I do.
Stop.
Most of the time.
Stop. And he said, pretty much mostly more. And then I said, Mark, you've got to be more precise with your words. What does that mean? And he said, mostly, pretty much. Go ahead, say it again.
I meant mostly, I'm the one who swung around the most. Yeah.
No, wait, is that what you meant?
I meant mostly, I mean, yes. Yeah, I mean.
Mostly doesn't mean yes. Say it.
You meant
mostly.
You meant yours?
Yes.
You're the one that gets swung around the most.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I got a word.
Or that most of the time you are being swung around by your counselor.
Yeah.
Well, he says, now explain or do you want him to explain?
I want him to explain. I have lots of ideas, but I want him to come up with the right account.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did you say most?
I swim around the most.
Now, you did swim around the most. That is very good. But more than any of the other kids is what you mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I'm asking you, Mark, is that what the word mostly, I guess, mostly, is that what mostly means? No, mostly doesn't mean that.
What's mostly mean?
Mostly means that, yes, more of my time is spent in swinging around than it is in, say, doing art. It has to do with your time, not with comparisons with the other children. Got it? Do you understand the difference in your brain?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Okay, explain the difference to Dad. Take the difference
mostly
if you
understand. Mostly means about the other kids. Most of the time means about me.
No, that was backwards.
Most of the time
means
me.
What does mostly mean?
mostly means the other kids. Mostly means me, and most of the time means me, and mostly means that which the other guys.
No, mostly means most of the time. Mostly means most of the time, and most of the time means me. Use mostly in a sentence. See if you can use it
correctly.
Ross, do not help. Ross, do not help.
I mostly go to school.
Okay, thank you. Help me back.
Mostly go to...
Would you ever say that? I know how you could say I mostly go to my house. Where do you go after school?
I mostly go
to my house. But sometimes I go somewhere else.
No,
you see,
he doesn't.
Mark, imagine that there's a big pie, okay? And you're taking some of it, and you're saying that most of the time, means most of the time, such and such happens. But some of the time something else happens, okay? Try it again in another sentence. How about in breakfast? What do you eat for breakfast? What do you eat for breakfast? I've got it. You should do this one. What do you eat for breakfast in the morning?
I eat.
Uh-huh. Use the word that we want. I really mean that.
I eat mostly Cheerios.
Okay, take the word mostly and put it before you. Good. You've now used the word mostly correctly in a sentence. Do you understand how to use it correctly now?
Yes.
I mostly eat Cheerios. Good.
That's what you said. Marty said, in the old days, this is the way these guys ran for true. What does that mean?
I don't know.
You said it.
I did not.
Mom, did he say that?
Mark, you were showing me these guys, right?
Yeah.
And they went like this.
Oh.
And you said that that's the way they ran for true.
Okay.
This is
the way these kind of monsters. This is my joke of these kind of monsters. How they can run so fast.
And
this is my funny idea.
What's your idea about that? Mark, what if somebody said,
you guys really run?
No, it was a joke.
Oh, it was a joke? Uh-huh. I'm sorry. So how do you say it? How do you say the joke? This is how I imagine this guy to be running. Is that what you mean?
No, it was my joke.
Uh-huh. This is my joke about how this guy runs. Marky, you don't say, this is my joke of this guy running. You say, this is my joke about how this guy runs. Okay? This is my joke about how this guy... No, on the table, on the floor, I said not on the table.
It isn't a joke of, it's a joke about.
Jokes are... Words take other words that they go with, okay? Some words will only go with other words. You can't have a joke of, you have a joke about. You got any idea? The words say to the other words, you can go with me. And if the other words aren't happy, they won't go out with those words. Isn't that right, Mom? They say, I don't want to go with you. You're not my kind of word. You're not my kind of word. You go take home.
Choose,
he just eats.
Sausage.
Start. A little bit of eggs, everybody.
Finds out and says, oops, is this what you wanted, Dad?
Mm-hmm.
He loves the picture.
Mark is saying,